Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville, Friday edition of the program, pregame edition, no, game day edition, it's also pregame.
It's both, I guess.
Yep.
But we, it's game day.
It is a game day. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. And man, I'm excited. It's been a long week waiting for Tennessee to hit the hardwood again. We have games to talk about from last night, games to get you ready for tonight. It is, do you consider conference tournament time March Madness, or do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's for some teams, a lot of teams, it's win or go home.
All right.
Absolutely.
Some people just apply that to just the big dance.
The big tournament.
Yeah. But, I mean, it ends in April, so, I mean, it's March. Feels like it should be now, and I guess it is.
Bassmaster Classic edition of the show.
That is not brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit
Union. Sure it is. Why not?
They bring you game day. Tennessee.
It's kind of game day.
They're Tennessee fans.
You know, hopefully Tennessee plays 3 days. The Classic goes on for 3 days.
Moving
so
together
they can have
through
all
life.
Three.
Upward and forward.
Just like a boat.
On the basketball court.
And a fish. You hook them and you pull them forward and upward to the boat. Huh? Huh? Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I'll give you credit.
I'll be here. I'll be here for another about 2.5 hours. I was gonna say all week, but it's Friday.
It's Friday. Yep.
Congrats to us for making it to. I said Friday, and Siri on my watch looked up Frodo Baggins. So we're off to a
get your
Siri.
Ears
shut
checked.
The hell. I don't normally talk to women that way. Only robots. I said it the way you said it. All your words the other day? Robots.
Robots.
Yeah. You like that? Only robots.
It's something. Well, except for Tennessee. I got to admit, didn't watch much of the A&M Mississippi State game last night. Wasn't much for scouting the opponent. We've already seen those guys.
You know, A&M did not come ready to play. They did not come ready to play at all. They looked tired. I guess it's easy to look halfway good when you play Vanderbilt. They looked awful last night.
Maybe Andy Kennedy was wrong. Maybe they should have rested some starters in that Vandy game.
I'm with you. I think there's no way they could have lost to Vanderbilt. Like, if there's one game you're like, okay, we want to go home, but we really can't lose this one. So they played kind of hard against Vanderbilt, and last night, they're just ready to go home.
They should have just scouted against Mississippi State.
No, I don't think they scouted anything. I don't think they cared to win. I think Texas A&M and Vanderbilt just wanted to be done with the year. And they couldn't lose to Vanderbilt and give Vanderbilt their only win.
Yeah,
so there's a little bit of pride there. But then they rolled out there against Mississippi State and just got housed.
I mean, Billy Kennedy's already fired.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they're done. It's like the substitute teacher. Like, We're not doing the work. Yeah. Sorry, assistant coach who's now the head coach. We're not doing the work. But it is what it is. Congrats to yesterday's winners. Man, really thought Konzo was going to do it for a minute. They pulled it to 3 with like 4 minutes to go. And I'm thinking, here it is. Down goes Pearl. Down goes Auburn. And then I tweeted about it. And then Auburn hit back-to-back threes.
It was your fault. It's not your fault.
It might be my fault. But Auburn gets the win, 81-71. They advance to play
South Carolina.
Man, it's a good draw.
In a riveting quarterfinal.
What a great draw for Auburn. Just a cakewalk to the semis. Just
the finals, really. I mean, they have the...
No, Florida or LSU will be a pretty good test for them, I think. Right?
I think it'd be harder to play South Carolina right now than it would to be LSU.
Well, frankly, Auburn, they've kind of struggled with South Carolina over the last few years.
They lost to them this year.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
They lost to them late last year to help Tennessee get the co-title. So maybe Frank Martin just going to one-up Bruce Pearl again today. I would be fine with it. What time's our game tonight? 10:45?
You want to see some real SEC 11? Bias? You want to see some real SEC bias? They've already gotten Florida and Alabama a couple wins, trying to get them in the tournament. South Carolina going to get all the calls through the whole thing, win the championship, get some another team in.
How close is South Carolina? You know, it's funny you mentioned that because Greg Sankey was interviewed between games, and one of the things, you know, Dari Noka's like, we could get 7, probably 6 teams, and Sankey's like, I think it's going to be 8. And I was like, he knows something. I was like, he's going to, because then he mentioned South Carolina, and I'm like, he's like, with that kind of conference record, they deserve to be in there. And I was just like, this sneaky Sank is going to come in and rig it for Martin and the boys.
Why do you think Frank Martin was the guy interviewed during the broadcast the other night? So the selection committee that's watching basketball has to listen to him.
Be like, oh, wow. This
drone on and on about how he even wouldn't say they deserved it. It was smart. It was
You don't want to put that on the plate. Like, hey, give us the spot. No. You just, you know, we hope we get consideration.
Yeah.
Smart move by Frank.
He talked about how losing so many non-conference games, you know, early just kind of takes you off the map and there's no way to get back. But when you look at our conference record, yada, yada, yada. I mean, he kind of set it up to where if they were to win like 2 games, they'd at least get on people's board. And since they're in the LSU half, like, that seems possible at least. It's pretty funny. But it's almost like he wanted it to be someone on the committee's idea. Like, hey, what do you guys think about South Carolina?
It'd be 18-16 if they make it to the final and lose. 18-16? What's Florida?
One of the national media guys was talking about Indiana. Somebody said, now we can forget about Indiana since they lost. And then he was like making the case, and people were coming back at him. He's like, I still remember when, I think he said Georgia got in at 17-15 a few years ago or something.
They won the tournament, right?
No, I mean, he was talking about an at-large. I don't know if it was
that. Okay.
CBS Sports, they put out an article about how the net rankings could affect getting more Power 5 teams in versus when you had people kind of making the argument for mid-majors.
Yeah.
But South Carolina, they are 80th in the net.
That's what Frank Martin was trying to explain away.
He's like, the net is biased, and here's why.
Yeah, they're...
this class is culturally biased.
4-8 on the road this year. 1-1 at neutral site games and 10-6
at
home.
Neutral site, that's not bad.
They also have a 1-0 against a non-Division I opponent.
There you go. But that's a good. You don't want to drop that one. Good win for Martin and the boys.
I mean, it would be weird for Alabama to make the tournament, who was 8-10 in conference play, and South Carolina not, who was 11-7. Like, 3 games better against the same people.
Yeah, but who was South? Did they have a really strong out-of-conference schedule? Or did it just kind of take them a while to figure out how
they
to play basketball?
Some injuries.
They did have to play Virginia.
They had some injuries, and they just they duffed some games. I mean, they just...
Yeah, they weren't good.
Well, they lost to Wofford by 20, and people at the time were like, God, South Carolina's awful. And
Wofford's
now they're like,
good.
Wofford might could beat half the SEC
on
a
second thought,
night.
Wofford, not bad.
They played Michigan, Virginia. They lost to Clemson, who's probably not going to make it, but that's a bubble team. Wyoming. They just lost too many games. They lost their Big 12 game at Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's pretty good. They beat LSU.
They lost Stony Brook the second night of the season at home.
That's the one.
And then they lost to Providence.
That's the one that's going to keep them out.
Stony Brook.
That's it.
They're not. They're way out. They'd have to win a couple.
Buddy, though, you should have seen the way Greg Sankey was asked to talk about the league itself.
Yeah.
He only talked about South Carolina.
Really? I didn't see this interview.
He was like, well, I think it could be more like eight teams. You know, South Carolina. And then he listed exactly what Frank Martin listed, their conference schedule, and completely failed to mention teams like, oh, I don't know. Well, he mentioned LSU, but that came later. But Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn, they got no mention. He wanted to talk about South Carolina. They're trying to sneak in team eight.
If I'm him, like,
I mean, really,
I would probably mention them one time, but I understand if you're kind of.
That's the only thing, really, that everything else is going to be good no matter what. So if he can sneak in the eighth team and start lobbying for him, yeah, it makes sense.
I think right now.
Well, they won on the road at Florida. So if Florida's getting in, it's kind of like, yeah, but this other team.
We beat them there.
If they beat Auburn today, they will have beaten Auburn in the regular season and the tournament. That's another tournament team. They beat Mississippi State. Kind of wild. I don't know.
I don't want to make the case for South Carolina.
I don't either.
I do love Frank Martin, though. Did not used to be the case. Now Frank Martin, kind of my guy.
They have to win out to get in my opinion.
Win the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. Look for officiating bias to do everything they can to at least get them to the final, see what happens. They are.
We'll see.
See, what's weird in these conferences now, you don't normally get a team that's not on the bubble having any type of chance to win it all. Because of the staggered formats, right? Like an ACC team that's not in already is going to have to win many more games than the teams in the top four. But you have this weird conference standing where South Carolina's the one team that only has to win three games to get the automatic bid.
Big.
Look for a Pat Adams hook and hold maybe against Bruce Pearl at a key moment.
Buddy, they were calling them like cake yesterday.
They're reviewing everything.
I've never seen anything like it. They were going to the monitor every 5 minutes. In that Missouri-Auburn first half.
Yeah. That was bad.
Pearl was ready to choke slam a referee. Konzo is celebrating a call, cheering to his bench, only to then realize the call was on his team. That was a quick 180 of disappointment right there for Konzo. And then I think the guy, he got the hook and hold, but I think McLemore missed both free throws. Clank, clank. Didn't matter, though. It was nothing. That's how quick they went to the hook and hold. Nothing game.
Really? I didn't see the very beginning.
I was just like, are we really going to be doing this? And then two, three possessions later, they're like, oh, we're going to go to the monitor. We might have another hook and hold here. Jimmy Dykes is like, have you not watched basketball all year, guys? Because they were hooking and holding. I guess they thought, hey, it's postseason. I can get away with it now. Jimmy Dykes is like, they have called this all year. You cannot do this. What are these coaches doing? What are these players doing?
I wish they'd just make the call in real time and not go to the monitor. Like, yep, Houston Crest. He's hooking and holding, flagrant. Here we go. Free throws, ball, move on.
But
they always go check it.
You got to make sure.
Like, why can they check
that? It's a flagrant.
They can't check a block charge that might decide a basketball game.
Because
they can check some random.
Because it's outside of the game in a way.
They can check it if it's possibly
on the line.
On the line, but.
On the block charge?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. It's a technical foul. They can check it, basically. It's like punching someone.
Right.
Used to be in the old days.
They got
to
make sure.
Like the only thing you go to the monitor for was see if somebody like actually intent with like punch somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It was weird yesterday because they were calling it every time down the floor. Your winners from yesterday. I don't have it pulled up. I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
Virginia. But, North Carolina.
No. What? SEC. What, are we going to list all the teams?
I have
SEC.
It right in front of me.
It was Auburn, Alabama somehow. My bad. Turned that one off. Mississippi State. Who am I missing, Davey?
Houston didn't
Florida.
Know Auburn. I mean, Ole Miss
Florida.
Won.
Did you say Florida or Auburn?
Ole Miss lost.
I said Florida and Auburn.
So then Alabama and Mississippi State.
I said all of them then.
There
Nailed
you go.
It. So Alabama came back. I'll be damned. Kermit Davis.
Avery Johnson, man. It's his time.
You know, there's something here about Cinderella and princes and frogs and Kermit. And it's too early for me to put that together. But damn, he turned into a pumpkin last night, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing it back to Cinderella because the frog story, I'm not really familiar
with
it.
Yeah, you didn't. You struggle with the Prince.
That one's tough. I mean, that's like three different Prince royalty storylines.
Well, it's hard because the Disney movie is the Princess and the Frog, and it's kind of a twist on the original story. So which one are you going to go with?
I don't know.
You know, that's tough. Yeah.
You're supposed to kiss the frog, and he turns into the prince.
But in the Disney movie,
but last night Kermit was a prince who turned into a frog.
Maybe Ole Miss. Maybe Ole Miss kissed Kermit, and instead of turning into a prince, the Rebels. Now they're. I mean, they were already land sharks and bears.
I am stunned.
Now they can just be frogs too.
I'm stunned that they lost this game.
You know, it's not easy being green.
I turned this game off.
You had no idea.
No.
You didn't see on Twitter people saying, like, can we take Kermit's award away from him now?
No.
This wasn't even the late game. You were still up, right?
Oh, I know what happened. I know what happened.
You watched Duke, right?
Do tell.
No, I fell asleep during this one. Oh. That's what it was. I was in the recliner.
SEC basketball at its finest. Yeah. March Madness.
Well, it was 14 points at the half, and I think I was like, 14. I think Ole Miss scored the first two buckets of the second half, and I'm just like, I'll just close my eyes on this one. And then I woke up and Mississippi State was just pummeling.
Is it bad? Like, I don't blame you one bit. You know, you talk about the 0-0 hook and hold. Missouri-Georgia was starting, and I was like, I think I'm going to finish this Netflix show.
See what I mean?
I just don't, like middle
I don't
of the pack, blame you.
Middle of the pack SEC basketball.
Well, and you just know what's going to happen with Missouri basketball. It's not going to be fun to watch.
True. Nope, that's what it was. Ole Miss hit the shot to go 40-24. And I think I fell asleep before Bama scored 22 seconds later. It was a three.
You found your moment in the game when you were
that
out.
Was it.
You lost touch.
This is kind of interesting to go back, and I can find the exact time in the game when I fell asleep. It was between 1942 and 1920. And that's when Houston fell asleep.
For good years.
You know, the moment I fell asleep, you should see Alabama's, and you should see Ole Miss. Maybe it was me. Maybe if I'm watching Kermit, he's good.
Did you get... The Ole Miss players were like in tears and stuff. I was like, "You
crying.
Guys are going to the NCAA tournament. What are you booing
tough,
about?"
It's kind of tough. It's a tough place to be.
I think the SEC now has the just as far as possibility of getting the most teams in. I don't think anybody's going to get in more than eight, but theoretically, if South Carolina does win out,
they'd be your night.
Yeah,
that's with Florida and Alabama in, right?
I do think they have a good chance to win today.
If they both win today, you got to put them in.
And they both beaten the team that they are playing. Okay, Alabama beat Kentucky. Florida's beaten LSU.
Yeah.
And LSU has got less availability as far as the last time Florida and LSU went up against each other, and both times have gone to overtime.
Avery Johnson in the SEC tournament, 6-0 versus teams not named Kentucky. 0-3 versus Kentucky.
Rough.
So.
The run-ins here.
You know what?
That's what you're saying.
I'm saying it because fourth time's a charm. Because the first one didn't count, year zero.
Right? Well, you ran down the winners. Let me run down the schedule for today.
That'd be great.
It's going to be a big day in the SEC. It's quarterfinal day. Florida and LSU get things started at 1 o'clock. It's on ESPN. It's from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, if you're still making plans to try and get over there. Auburn, South Carolina, follow that 25 minutes after. Scheduled for 3. It will not start at 3. It's going to be a little after that, of course. Also on ESPN. And then the night session, Alabama and Kentucky, 7 o'clock, SEC Network, followed by Mississippi State and Tennessee at 9 o'clock, plus however long. Probably 9:20 at the earliest. The absolute earliest. Probably more like 9:30. So, it'll be a late one. We will have a Von Terry reaction program for you immediately following the game, late tonight. So make sure and tune in through the app or the web stream. And we'll be going live as soon as Tennessee is done, hopefully dispatching the Bulldogs, sending them on their way.
Like this slate of games today.
Like this is the day, right? Like this has always been.
Yeah.
People that talk about conference tournaments, all the way back, I grew up in ACC country, and it was, the Friday when you had the eight teams all playing. And for the SEC, you've kind of – well, I mean, this is – you talk about the teams making the tournament. Ole Miss is out. They'll make the tournament. But then these eight teams are the ones, seven out of these eight are probably in. And
South Carolina playing for
South
the spot.
South Carolina's playing for it. Hmm. And it wouldn't be that crazy for them to at least win a couple. Great day of basketball today. Which game outside of Tennessee are you most interested to check out?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, Kentucky?
No.
No.
I know what he's saying. Or thinking.
Don't pretend to know.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Don't pretend to know what I'm thinking.
He knows I'm right.
Don't assume a damn thing about what I'm thinking, Davey. You have no idea. You have no idea. It's a guess. It's a random guess. What is your guess?
Be the late ACC semifinal game.
Yeah, that's actually it. Or not.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's a game day edition of the program. It's 3 and Out, and it's presented by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. It's their 85th anniversary this year, established in 1934 in the aftermath of the Great Depression, and they're celebrating 85 years in this area, helping their members move together through life upward and forward. Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union membership is available to anyone who lives, works, worships, attends school, owns a business, or has eligible family in all of these counties across East Tennessee. They've got over 20 locations across East Tennessee and more on the way. They help their members grow financially, moving together through life, upward and forward. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Are you going to be able to talk during this?
It's the national anthem. I can't hear it, but everyone's standing and looking at the same place, so I'm assuming they're playing it. Yep, there's the flag.
Kress is watching a glitchy live stream.
It's not that glitchy.
From down on the river here
in
Knoxville.
My river.
The Tennessee river.
Yeah.
The state's river.
Right.
Not that Cumberland crap.
No, get that junk out of here.
The Tennessee River.
Yeah, they blast off in 6 minutes. So they got to get the anthem in, and then pew, 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 and they go catch a bunch of fish.
I'll be honest. I did not know that they performed the anthem
it's
at the Bassmaster
fishing,
Classic.
Baby. Of course.
Well,
they,
I understand.
They probably do the pledge, too.
They do not do the pledge. They probably did a prayer, the national anthem. And,
I could see the chaplain coming out.
The national anthem is pretty much any, like, sanctioned tournament.
So y'all do it too?
Oh, even
not like our club tournament, but if I qualified for state, which I did,
you did.
Well, yeah, we'll sing.
I would say humble brag, but that wasn't even humble. That was.
I said if, and then I just said it was kind of humble because I reminded myself that I did. We listened to it.
So,
well, actually, one time we had a guy come sing it. He's pretty good.
Is this like an open event? Like, is this like the U.S. Open? Like, can you win your way into this thing?
Oh yeah.
I thought so.
Well, I thought you meant open, like, can anyone just pay and fish
it?
And I'm like, no.
Well, that's why it's called the U.S. Open, because you can go through all the qualifiers, and if you're
right,
if you're a plus, what is it, plus one handicap or better?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're...
This, you have to fish the entire season before, and you qualify by point standings, winning a tournament.
So are you on track for the 2020 Bassmaster?
No, this
is... you're in the state running
this
already?
Would be like asking me if I'm on track to play in the NFL Super Bowl next year. No.
I love asking really dumb questions.
I can register
questions.
For the draft. Well, next year's. Not this year's. It's already passed.
If you could get your name on a list somewhere. Like, just a list of
buddy,
prospects.
We got a 5-star athlete in Knoxville. He never even played the game. You can get on a list.
He doesn't even exist. It's even better.
Well, he exists. He's just... he doesn't really play. And he's 5'5", not 6'2".
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a fake recruiting profile.
That's true.
It's very, very rare these days.
Should we make me a fake BASS profile?
I know just
the guy. See if I can get in the class.
I know just the guy to call.
We should have done this a year ago. I could have been fishing this one.
Right. You'd have known all the hot spots.
Talk about danger. Oh.
You'd have been killed. They'd have been like, who is this guy? He knows all the terrain.
I was down there yesterday just kind of walking around just to see what was going on. A lot of people from out of town asking me questions. You from here? Like, yeah. Like, we came down from Minnesota. I was like, why? Why would you do that? What? Minnesota? What? And I was like, can I come back with you?
Can I stay at your place for the Final Four?
Do you
four?
Live near Minneapolis? Do you have a couch? Can you take me fishing on Lake Minnetonka when I get there?
There you go.
But no, yeah, a bunch of people. Met some people from North Carolina, from Missouri, from obviously Minnesota. It's a big deal. They said they're expecting like not this morning. No, I think 10,000 people today at the launch.
Wow.
10,000. And then they're going to do the weigh-ins at Thompson Bowling. They're thinking like 15 to 20. They think they might pack the place.
Wow.
At least that's what they say. I don't know if they'll actually get it. It's a big deal.
It's
big
actually
classic.
Impressive.
It's a lot of people.
If they can get that many people in there.
Yeah. It is. They got the convention centers. Well, it's a convention all weekend. All kinds of the new stuff, new gear, new toys.
Let me ask a fan newbie question. This might be a really dumb one.
Absolutely.
But if they're televising the event, like I would at an event that's not televised, right? You go to the weigh-in, you see who wins, right? But if the event's televised, do they already kind of know who's won because they can tell how big the fish are as they reel them all in, or
you still
have to wait for the weigh-in?
Yeah, but they don't weigh them in the boat, so it's a guessing game.
Right. So the announcers can guess who they think has won, but they're not 100% sure.
And they are never 100% sure. It's always like, oh man, it's gonna be close.
Right.
But honestly, the last, I think about it, like 3 or 4 years in a row, it's been the last day when somebody not in the running made a huge move. So there's always drama. Jordan Lee's won the last two. He's kind of a friend of the family. My mom and his mom are friends. I've never met him.
Let's turn the conversation back to basketball. 865-546-8200. Because we have Westchester, who's gracious with his presence today.
I'm sorry. This is my fault. I put my hand over my heart for the anthem. That's my bad.
Westchester, help us here, buddy. Help us.
Hey, Westchester, once the boats blast off, you are allowed to drink beer.
Awesome. Except I'm at work, so that wouldn't work out too well. Hey, I have one fishing tournament question, then I'll get to my call. After the weigh-in, do they just go like right next to the arena and in the river and just dump them all back in like the same spot?
No.
So that's a weird.
They have a special boat that is like a big aquarium, and they take them all throughout the river and drop them in different spots.
Huh.
True story.
I never knew how that worked.
Yep. Pretty neat stuff. And when they had to do it for Cherokee, it was awkward because they had to drive back up to Cherokee Lake. And they weighed in at the convention center. It's kind of a thing.
That's weird.
This one, a little easier. Just hop across the street.
All right, let's talk a little basketball. I'm trying to figure out what the most Tennessee thing is as I get ready to put my cup on this afternoon at tip-off, or this evening at tip-off, I should say. There's no chance in heck that Bama beats UK, right? That's not going to happen, right?
I mean, they beat him in the regular season, but it is Kentucky in the SEC tournament, and I would say puncher's chance for Alabama, but I'm betting on Kentucky.
So Tennessee plays Kentucky on Saturday and somehow finds a way to win that. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for what happens next?
Yeah, I'm ready. I know where you're going.
I got my arms down like I'm setting a screen.
Yeah. Auburn comes out of the bottom and beats us, and Bruce Pearl wins an SEC title.
Oh, Westchester.
Bartender, the bleach.
Is there a worst-case scenario for Tennessee than that? Wouldn't you rather just lose today than watch Pearl win on Sunday?
Yep. I don't want to get to Sunday if we're not going to win it. I mean, beating Kentucky would be fun, but looking at the teams we would possibly lose to, it's like whatever goodwill you gain in the eyes of the committee by beating Kentucky, if you lose to Auburn again or South Carolina, like whatever you did the day before really doesn't matter because now you've embarrassed yourself before the big party.
I saw CBS Sports put out that Reed Travis will be back. Not sure exactly on how many minutes he will be playing, but they said at full strength.
They said limited bursts.
Yeah, they said he was at practice, but in a heavy knee brace. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure how much he'll matter.
Is there a team on the bottom of that bracket that you would want to see any less than Auburn on Sunday?
Nope. They're the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as teams that just don't match up with us, that's the one I don't want to see on Sunday. I'll take a rematch against LSU, and whatever happens, happens. I would welcome South Carolina, although if you lost that one, it would stink. But I think Tennessee handles those two teams right now.
You swept Florida and Florida.
Florida and Florida?
That's it. Florida and South Carolina. Apologies.
You know, Florida coming out would kind of make me nervous.
Well, it probably would have 10 years ago when they had our number, but not so much now. That's I'm not true. That worried
it
about
is,
them.
It is Mike White, after all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he ain't winning.
He's terrible. He's terrible. Although, who was it, Davey, yesterday? Keontae Martin? I'm probably not even close.
Might be Hayes.
The guy for Florida yesterday who had a career high?
I'll double check.
They played well yesterday, Westchester. But yeah, definitely Auburn, without question. That would be the most heartbreaking, soul-crushing defeat for an SEC title I could ever recall.
And it's not even close. She'd get beat by like 15 or 20. Like, just that would just be terrible.
I would also be worried that the SEC would use that game to grant Auburn sole possession of the SEC regular season title last year. So you would actually lose two championships. Like, that would just... Right, it would, thanks, Westchester. That would just hollow everything out for me if you lost to Auburn for the championship.
The only other cup situation that I could even compare it to would be if Kentucky loses to Alabama, you beat Mississippi State, and everybody's like, oh, baby, this is our year. It's easy street now. And then Avery Johnson turns around and beats you in the semi, and you don't even make the final. Like, that would...
I don't want to talk about it.
Surely we learned just don't let John Petty go off. I mean...
You would think so.
Oof. At least that way you're not in the final, though.
True.
Losing the final hurts. Losing before you get there, it's kind of like, ah, dang it. Oh, well. But getting to the final. I mean, what year was it Pearl made it against Mississippi State? That was a lock. I don't know how you lost that game. I really have no idea. There's no reason on this planet you should have lost that title to Mississippi State that year. Last year, Kentucky was good, and they were getting better. And then Admiral got, you know, hurt for a little bit. Kyle was kind of banged up. What did they lose by in the championship? Six?
Yeah, I think,
But that hurt badly. Hate losing the championship. I don't want to make the championship unless we're going to win it. But, I mean... I also always want us to beat Kentucky. So it's if beating Kentucky gets me to a championship that I lose, I will take beating Kentucky.
This Keontae Johnson from Florida.
That was close. What did I say? Keontae Martin?
I don't know how that's.
I think I said Keontae Martin,
I mean,
and
you
it's
got
Johnson.
Half the name right. I give you 50%. Which is
Johnson, Martin, and Johnson. They're just common last names that end with the N sound.
Good try.
Hudson, Johnson, Martin, Houston. Well, a lot of people have it as a last name.
Rod,
what did he score yesterday?
He had 20 points. He was 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. He did have 12 rebounds, so
big day.
Nice little double-double.
Big day.
Rod will be up first on the flip side. If you'd like to weigh in, 865-546-8200 on the SEC tournament. We'll be back with more. Final segment, Hour 1 next. If
tomorrow you said Rod. I thought we were talking fishing.
No, Rod's on the phone.
Okay. Do you want to go to him, or are you just letting everyone know?
I don't know. It feels weird to bring Rod in so early in this bumper music. I don't know. I feel like you watching the boats launch with this music behind is perfect. Like as Ott DeFoe
waves
to the crowd.
This would be a good...
They should be blaring this.
See you later, boys.
As your boy.
See you at 3:30.
Who's your boy? He just pointed to the crowd a second ago.
Is bass fishing the most American thing of all time? Besides, like, you know, freedom. I say yes. Good job, everyone.
I'm trying to think of a way to combine it with NASCAR.
You know, Lewis and Clark caught bass on the Mississippi when they made their way west.
You know how
they lived on bass. So I'd say maybe the most American thing of all time.
And I know they don't do this for fishing, but like whenever you go to a NASCAR race before the event starts, they have all the drivers right around the track kind of just waving to the fans.
They kind of did that today.
They're not in their boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're parading past.
They're on Riverside
Calhoun's.
Landing.
They're parading past Calhoun's, and there's the crowd there waving. And that's what I was talking about. His boy that he wants to win with
the mustache.
Oh, I thought
they were just like walking by. They're not in the boat.
From Minnesota is like
pointing up number one. Yeah. Ott Defoe from Knoxville is waving the hand.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a little parade as they idle by.
Yeah.
Before they throw it into, you know.
And there are thousands of people up there in the, I don't even know why they have that. Is that to watch, like, the fireworks? You know, right by Calhoun, do they do water concerts there? There's, like, an amphitheater that, I actually think the amphitheater just, like, drops off into the lake.
No, it's just a, well, the eating place there is just so you have a great view, well, right, like, right
on the
water.
I know that, but there's, like, a, like, an amphitheater. It's, like, you know, stairs seating.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know what that's
sometimes.
For. I know they do the Christmas water parade there. Maybe that's it. But no, that's one of the reasons they chose downtown Knoxville. Great riverside walkway. They can just line the whole thing. Watch all the boats go by. Good job, Knoxville.
Let's go to Rod. Rod, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, top that, Rod.
Fellas, I said you should have just brought me right in there. She's playing the song there by Lee Greenwood. That was a perfect song for me. You should have just brought me right in when you said my name the first time there, Nate.
I'll make a note of that, Rod.
I thought that's what he was doing.
Yeah, it's a great intro song for me. I don't know if you'll find anybody more American than myself. And, you know, speaking of politics, which I don't get into very much, but, boys, if old Smith and Wesson, the guy that had that phone call right here before I got on, if he's right, then I'll be dead gum pissed at Bill Lee for making Auburn feel so at home.
Yeah, good point by you.
Hey, you know what? I, like the kids say on the Twitter, hashtaggy, not my governor.
Hashtaggy. Yeah, I saw a lot of people, Rod, not very thrilled with Bill Lee hosting Auburn and the Tigers in the governor's mansion.
That's right. And I'll tell you what now. I've seen Tim Burchett. He reprimanded it.
Good.
He said not should not happen.
Yeah, Bill Lee, the governor of Tennessee, an Auburn alum, had the Auburn Tigers in for a meal before they started their SEC tournament run.
Meanwhile, Rick Barnes and the boys are over at Vanderbilt Hospital visiting Tony
Amen,
White
brother.
Like champions of yep. life.
Amen. Amen, brother. I tell you what, though, I need to get Jim Stock. I've been gone for about the last week or so. I had to go up to Iowa and get some new heifers for the farm.
Did you have a birthday? Rod, did you have a birthday this weekend?
I might have. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I was up in Iowa in Winchesterton Fieldville getting some heifers. I think I turned 73 this weekend.
Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
I thought you did.
Let me ask, I haven't heard James talk about it, but what's your thoughts here going into the weekend for the Vols? How do we do? How do we end up? I may be spoiling something for you got planned for the end of the show, but
yeah, we plan
stuff. Let me know, and I look forward to hearing you. I just had to call in and get your take, get your thoughts, and see if, well, you know, what Smith and Wesson said. Just tell you, I'd be upset if that happened, boys. Love you, and I'll talk to you later.
See you, Rob.
Tell Rocky and Top, we said I.
And the wife. Unless he left her in Iowa. Did you guys make your official predictions? I am on record.
I have submitted.
I don't know if the article has been posted yet, but I am on record.
I have submitted mine as well. I do not see a recent article.
I think it's going to go up later today.
Yeah, it's supposed to go up today.
Okay.
I will just say I did not pick the Vols, and it's just because...
Okay.
I know. I mean, I think they should.
To clarify, you're talking about to win the whole tournament, not
yes.
Not
Mississippi State, no. The entire thing. It's been since 1979. If there is a team to do it, it is this one.
Okay, so fear is the reason Davey chose not to pick Tennessee.
No, just history tends to repeat itself.
Nate.
Davey's usually wrong, so I think this is a good thing. Just let him have it, Houston.
I'm trying. You don't need to give away our secrets.
Oh. Well, I'll just go ahead and spoil mine. Maybe I had just
finished.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're giving it.
Maybe I just finished watching that Admiral Schofield video. Maybe I hadn't. But my take is, and I've seen this happen with high schoolers before, and I feel like Admiral's 4 years is very similar to that. I just don't think he's going to let them lose.
Dude,
I picked him to be the MVP of the tournament.
I watched that
I picked
video.
Him to be...
I had made my prediction the night before. I actually picked Grant because I just think his consistency. But I think Admiral is not going to let Tennessee lose. I think he's about to do what he did last year, late in the season and in the SEC tournament before he got hurt against Kentucky.
And I think LSU. Right. I think LSU is just significantly better than Auburn. And if Javonte Smart doesn't play, I think that game can still be really close. All these SEC teams have had their inconsistencies, in that top half of the bracket especially. So I had Tennessee beating LSU in the final. Admiral Schofield, your game MVP. But anyway, look for more predictions from our staff here at Fox Sports Knoxville later today.
So who did you have a meeting in the final?
Knoxville.com. LSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had him against Auburn. Smith and Wesson's pick, but I had him winning. Because history repeats itself, and Rick Barnes is undefeated in rematch games. So there's that.
Yeah, I had Kentucky making it to the final.
And winning it?
I guess you can check out the article later today.
But no one wants to know that, so yeah. You might as well just go ahead and tell people.
Yeah,
I have Kentucky beating LSU.
This would be how many in a row for them?
Five
in a row, and it would have been six.
Yeah, they got beat by Florida by 1 point in 2014.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, man, like I can't deal with that. Mm-mm. Could not handle another Kentucky win in this tournament.
It's going to be interesting that Tennessee plays the last game tonight because you're going to have all that information. Like you're like, we'll be able to see it. Can Florida knock off LSU? Has Auburn survived South Carolina?
Does that Kentucky, if Kentucky loses, does that set you up for a letdown?
I think so.
That's
it's like party time, easy street. That's what I said. Like that would be the only
Alabama's
other way to...
gonna be like, oh yes. Now if we beat these guys, we don't have to play Kentucky. Or no, that would be today.
Yeah, what's playing them.
The other game was the one I was thinking about. I'm sorry. I got mixed up.
Which one?
I inserted another round in my head.
Oh.
It's like ACC, SEC. Fish but for on some the brain. Yeah, well I'm busy.
Yeah, well, we'll get back to the phone lines on the flip side. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a shout, 865-546-8200. It's a game day edition of 3 and Out.
Any fishing questions, just let me know.
The Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union.